Welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, March 26, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Astro Heroes AMA, hosted by Donku and friends. Let's take a listen.
14 hours, exactly, to the mint date, to the mint hour. So happy for everybody to be here.
That's insane.
Yeah, the journey has been long.
I was playing the game again earlier today, and you know the graphics are really, really good. Like, I'm just mind blown by how good, like, the quality of the graphics are.
Yeah, and imagine if you have, like, 50 more guys over there chatting with you and fly hoverboard together. How cool it would be.
Yeah, exactly. It was, honestly, it was, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty fun, like, by myself. So I can only imagine when I have more people.
Yeah, definitely. I see Dan Kwa just joined, so, yeah, he's here.
Sweet. Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going, man?
I'm good, and even more that I'm seeing that somebody is having another Dragon Ball character in there. That's dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Dragon Ball.
Yeah, and I think all of us are. All of us are. And God Angel is part of my mod team, and want to bring him on stage, give him some recognition. He's been helping me with the community, as well as Ian here. I think I did send a invite to speak to Ian. So if you can bring on stage, that would be great.
So let's bring him. I was jumping around in New York. I think that's what you guys will be talking about, right? And I thought myself, those people have probably soon legal problems with Alicia Keys. I don't know how you tackled that topic.
not until now. I think because I did a little bit of the mixing within the song also, so maybe I shouldn't have a big problem with it. And definitely I think you did try the demo, I suppose.
I mean, the link you sent me, right? I was jumping around, running around, and having a look around the what's this called in New York? I'm missing the name now.
Times Square.
Yeah, exactly.
Times Square.
Times Square, and checking out all the different NFT projects that already put their stamps everywhere. Uh-huh. It's cool, right? I mean, my laptop shows me all the time the middle finger and saying, dude, this is way too much capacity that you're asking right now from me. but the rest is cool, right? That you are building this one. I asked you already back then, right? When you showed it to me the first time when we had our call. When you then showed me the stuff, and then I ask you, right, is this now a real working system, or is this a video demo that you're showing me? And you said, no, it's a real system. That was for me already like, okay, that's impressive, right? He's not talking shit here in terms of, yeah, the roadmap is great. And then something is coming
definitely
in the future. So you had already something built, which I think is cool. Don't know if you want to share a bit kind of the background of your team, because I had a lot of questions, right? Is it Unreal Engine? What is it here? how you're making all of this Unity. Happen.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think definitely. So I mean, in any AMA now, the very first thing I want to shout out is for TerraSpace.org, because Finn, he's been really, really helpful and really trying to build the entire community together. So let's shout out to Finn, as always, best guy we can ever have. Always helping everybody, always be at almost every single AMA that I ever been to record and bring the value to the community. So shout out to Finn first. Yeah. And coming to your question, Dan Kwa, for everybody who have been following us or just new, my name is Kenny. I'm the co-founder of Astro Heroes. The project has been running since November 2021. A little bit about the background of the team. I actually a founder of a IT outsourcing company that specializes in blockchain. So we've been doing business since 2019. Started off with 3 people. The team now is 15. Not all, but mostly contain of dev and 3D artists. I only have like one accountant and one more person who is taking care of different stuff. It's like an admin. But so yeah. Dev and
the legal person and the legal person, sir.
That definitely should be something I really have to think about. should have a legal person, right? Yeah, but anyway, back in 2019, I founded this company. We've been doing other people's jobs, helping them with creating, modify, edit, contract. Making AMA, making, not AMA, AMM, making marketplace, doing NFT collection. So we've been doing that for a while. And the business went well. However, in November 2021, my co-founder Max, he came in and he was ambushing me with an idea with another 5 guys behind him, asking me to help with an NFT collection. So with that, I was like, okay, back off, guys. Let me think about it. Let me see what you want me to help with. Then they said that, okay, we have this idea. We want to do a NFT collection that inspired by Star Wars and Ready Player One. And I was like, okay, if you want me to be on board, which let me think about it. But if you want me to be on board, then we're not going to do just like another NFT collection. We have people here. We have resources here. So let's try to figure out something that we can use our resources to help all of you guys with the with this project, right? So that is the very first start of Astro Heroes, very, very first start of Astro Hero. And I came and I talked to the team, and I know from my team, we have Game Unity, we have Unity Dev, 3D artist, we have Game Designer. So I see that there is an opportunity for us to do something big here. Was a very simple idea when he showed me the 2D sketch and said, hey man, have you watched Ready Player One? And I said, like, dude, I watched that movie many, many times. You know, I'm a big fan of Star Wars also. So what can we do? How can we make an NFT collection that have utility, not like others, right? That is the basic thing of where we started. So I think I answered your question about the team. Any more detail that I should share, Dan Kwa?
No, great, right? I mean, I'm here the dumb ass who
yo, tries to understand this stuff.
No, it's, you know, it's cool that you say Ready Player One, because I read the book years ago, right? So. And every time when people start talking about NFTs, I ask them the question, right? Did you read Ready Player One? And also the other one would be A Demon from Daniel Suarez. I think it's called Freedom in English. I don't know. Or maybe it's Demon. But Ready Player One, it's basically that, right? It's a simulation where everybody has items and there is a need for have clarity that somebody's owning an item and you cannot just fork those items and make 10,000 out of them. So everything for me in Ready Player One is an NFT. And that's showing the future, and it's great that you have basically that idea. My question, of course, then directly comes, if it's okay for you that we jump into just asking a few questions, is what will it look like, right, in terms of, so there will be now your hero NFTs, right? Will be there other NFTs that can be integrated? Can I I don't know, use my Luna Bulls or Galactic Punks, or how will kind of this idea of Ready Player One be then translated into the ecosystem you're creating?
Yes, definitely. So going back with Astro Heroes, the vision for Astro Heroes, and what is Astro Hero exactly right now? Astro Hero is a 3D metaverse with a vision to unite as many NFT collection on Terra as I can to be able to use on one platform and have a special utility for the partners, which mean other NFT collection. So with Danquar, you have seen the demo that I have. I'm sure that you have seen some of the character running over there. And it's not only Astro Heroes. It was Skeleton Punks. It was Hero, and it was Silent Solo. So sticking with the vision, what I really want to do and what I really try to reach out to other founders was, hey, if you have a 2D character that is also 5, we're going to make it into 3D. We're going to make it live, running, dancing, flying, all the utility that I have, because I want to have a space where we really trying to bring that Ready Player One experience. And I can only do it with Terra, and I can only do it with the will and the effort from the partners, not only myself. So we've been working with other partners also behind the scenes. And you just mentioned that will the Luna Boost that you are holding running on our metaverse? My answer will be yes. Yes, there will be one character of Luna Boons will be running on our metaverse very, very soon. I didn't have enough time to input and do all kind of movement with the character yet. But behind the scenes, we are working with the Krunks. We are working with Luna Bulls. We are working with a couple more NFT collection. Then you will be seeing us having more character very soon.
Gotcha. And I mean, we talked briefly about this when we had also our call, in terms of, I don't know if you can share a bit your vision of, there will be now an NFT mint, and I guess, or hopefully you can also share a bit of how much NFTs there will be minted. But what happens if I don't get one of those NFTs of the Astro Heroes? Will I not be able to access the space, or can everybody still access this?
Sure. So for now, if you don't have a, let's say tomorrow you go and you mint, what's going to happen? First of all the NFT holder of Astro Heroes will have access to all the environment that we will be launching. For the people who doesn't have access, I mean, who doesn't hold an NFT of Astro Hero now, or in the next probably a month, you won't be able to access it yet. However, my vision, because I want to bring everybody together, so I have to work with the internal team to make sure that if you don't hold an Astro Hero NFT, you will still be able to access, but maybe with like a bird eye view instead of having your own character. So with your own character, you can do a lot more. You can use a hoverboard. You can fly over the Astro Infinity Square.
And will there be in the future, like, I don't know, that I can buy houses or property, or is it focused more on you build the infrastructure and then people can access it with their special NFTs?
Both. This is what I learned from my experience working with other clients as well as other projects, that communities, they love to experience. Community, they love to do many different kind of things. They love to build also. So, but not everybody has the time or the effort or the skill to build. So that is why you see that I'm working quite hard to build environment that people can experience. But in the future, the vision was really be, you would be able to purchase your own piece of land and you can build your house. We also have 3D models of houses, as well as, I wouldn't spoil everything now, but we have 3D model of houses that you can actually use and decorate the house in whatever the way that you want.
So whom do I need to bribe to get a house now? in New York, I mean, it's fine. I like that over there. I also take Barcelona or Madrid, right? Just been in Barcelona. So is it then you directly? Whom do I send the UST to?
Definitely. I think So we had a chat. For everybody who didn't know, we had a chat together quite a couple months ago, and Astro Hero wasn't the Astro Heroes of today because we have like I think like 2 months back, I had time to develop more with the team. The team has been working pretty much 16 hours a day since Jan, and me myself I work like 20 hours a day. The main reason because I think that with all the investors out there, they really want to see a value in a project. And our team, we only have one way to marketing, is let the product speak for itself. We are no marketer. We now have Gene and Bobby and Ian and got Andrew helping me with the community and really launching out a lot of marketing campaign. But for us, the core is still the product. So it's like a heart of your body. And if you have a good heart, you would be able to pump all of the blood to all over the place, right? So with us really focusing on product development to make sure that the people, the community see that we are no joking over here. We are doing this. And the vision is big, but we can execute. We have the people, we have the manpower, and we have the will. We have the will to work with everybody, not just ourselves. So I talked to Danquah and I told Danquah that we have one of the environment called the Entertainment District, which that environment already have some of the buildings and there is a big stage. So for us, there are two purposes for that environment. One is I really want to give the content creator of Terra a building or a space for them to actually decorate it and make content and post all over the world. Why? Because if people want to learn about us, right? If people want to learn about us, here is like the Terra ecosystem. I want them to have more a interactive way to learn about it, meaning that you would be able to use a character, walk in, see, learn, do whatever you want with that character within that metaverse. But you can learn a lot more about Terra as well as other NFT collection, or as well as about a influencer or a content creator. So at this point, I still said and stick to my word that if anybody who wants to put content and who wants to help us create content for buildings, I will give that building for free. I don't charge a damn because the main purpose here is making people to learn about Terra more of an interactive way.
Gotcha. Yeah. Help me to understand what's happening with the mint now. So how much heroes will be minted? What's the price? Is there a white list? What do people need to know to be ready for the mint when it's soon, right? 27th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's actually, for me, it's today. For you, it will be tomorrow. So it will happen in about 15 hours. The hey, I see there is a person request to speak. Let me put you on right now, but let me answer. I think you have a question, but let me answer Dan Kwan first, yeah? And then I bring you on stage. So, yeah, about the minting, we have 3,333 NFT we'll be minting over LuArt 15 hours from now. At 12 p.m. UTC, people who are in the whitelist would be able to mint. Maximum is 2 per wallet. And from 2 p.m. onward, we will have it for public.
What is it? What is that number? Is it your lucky number, the 3, or is there any reason behind that?
I think it's a good number. The funny story here it goes. Why 3333? Gene, he's been helping me with advising strategy as well as marketing things. So he went to dine one day, had a dinner. And then his bill came out as 3,333 cents. $33.33. That's exactly the number. I still have the picture of it. And I think that is a good number to start and to have those people who are like the early supporter of Astro Heroes to have the benefit. So if you guys don't know the entire picture, this is what I commit to the community. First of all, utility. Astro Hero is not just like any other NFT collection. You do have the real utility within the metaverse. Second, I have to make sure that the people who are invested in us, they will have a good financial asset, meaning that after the minting, we will be launching NFT staking, which in that way, people will be able to, if you don't want to sell, if you want to hold, then you would be able to have some commission from us. Yeah?
Gotcha. No, and then it makes totally sense. I think so. I mean, as I'm, let's say, a little bit behind with Discord and so forth, I don't think that I'm on the whitelist. So again, if I need to bribe somebody, either please don't mint so much that I can still get something from the new, from the normal list, or as said, somebody needs to sell something. So give me FOMO in terms of how will they look like, right? Which trade, is there a Dragon Ball trade that I'll for sure would like to have, or what is the logic or the design behind the different NFTs that are coming?
Sure. For Astro Heroes, coming back, where did we get the inspiration from? We got the inspiration from Star Wars and Ready Player One. With Star Wars, that's something easy to understand. You see DeFi Jedi over here holding, having one of his picture as Astro Heroes holding, you know, a lightsaber. So lightsaber definitely will be one of the trade. And you will see many other trade related to Star Wars in our collection. Second, why Ready Player One? I think Ready Player One, you read the book, it's a great book. I watched the movie more than 5 times, and it's, to me, it's like one of the greatest movies that I ever watched. Why it's great? The great thing about it is because you see, if you want to be in a virtual space, right, you can be a human, you can be a cyborg, you can be a animal, you can be a dragon, you can be whoever you want. And what we're really trying to do at Astro Heroes is bringing that experience into our metaverse. That is why we have a vision that we want to unite on the NFT collection, because each one of them would have a very different, unique design. And the community from them, if they meet Astro Heroes, they can have a Astro Heroes in 3D running in metaverse. But to me, that's not enough. Because maybe we are your favorite, but we are not your most favorite, right? So what I'm going to do with your most favorite, let's say you just name it Luna Boos. I want you to have a Luna Boos character to run in our metaverse to represent yourself in the way that you like, rather than we have to force you to choose the Astro Heroes character, right? And for you to understand a little bit more, Ready Player One, they have a lot of pop cultural reference in it. And that's what I love about it, because everybody would find something related to them in that book or in that movie. So with us, you will see we have trade from Zelda. You will see we have trade from, what's that called? I start keeping lost track of so many references that I have.
It's even better. People should then for sure look out to the different trades. One, that's part of the magic of minting, right? That you first of all don't know what you will get, and people don't know the trades up front, so it's a big surprise also to that. But if you say Zelda, I'm happy, right? I still think Ocarina of Time on the Nintendo 64 is the best game of all time, so I'm right. Looking forward to find some Zelda definitely. Trades in there. Yeah. No. So should we give it to G. Euster, because we brought him up here with his question?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go, man.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One of my questions was, what is the main utility having access to the Astro Infinity Square?
Coming back, why the Astro Infinity Square first, right? This is what I realized when I did this project is Times Square is a place where I think most of the people would either heard or seen or have been there. So why I create this this environment? Mainly because it's so familiar with so many people. The people who in crypto or without in crypto, right? They would know Times Square. And you have seen from our, if you have seen from our video, or if somebody have tried our beta, you will see that there are so many projects has been put as a billboard there. And also, character of Skeleton Punks running in our metaverse, character of Silent Solos running in our metaverse. who else? Hero running in our metaverse. So it's really deliver our message that we are doing this project for everybody who are in Terra, really uniting people to be in one place. So the utility, I have many, but I think the people would be very excited about having access to that Astro Infinity Square, because the people who hold NFT later, you can rent one of those billboards also. So that is something, you know, you want to put your name or you want to put your picture, your even your NFT there. That is something totally be able for us to do to deliver that to you guys. The second thing is about a 3D gallery. Why a 3D gallery? Because I realized there are so many people holding 50, 100, 150, 200 NFTs within Terra. And I'm talking, these are like Terra's NFT, and they have no place to show. And to us, right, NFT are precious. So we want to do that environment for you to be able to show all of your NFT within the gallery. And you can invite your friends over for them to check them out. And you can even talk to them over the metaverse, chat to them, telling them, hey, this is Luna Bull. Hey, this is Hero. Hey, this is Astro Heroes. So you will have many utility. First thing first, 3D gallery. Second, access to the Infinity Square. Third, which is something I'm not sure if you know, but all of our NFT right now, tomorrow or today, you mint, it is in 2D, but it will be converted 100% into 3D character. So with that 3D character, you will be able to use it over our metaverse as well as the Battle Royale game. And our projects are a little bit different with others because we do have the Battle Royale game as well as the metaverse. So that character will have weapons, and that weapons will come with the character you're going to play in the Battle Royale game. And the last one, which is, I think, for me personally, I really love it, that you would be able to purchase a action figure, a physical toy that looks exactly like your NFT. That answer your question?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
It's good that you mentioned there also the, I completely forgot about it. Yeah, it's wild that we really talked a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
The whole, as you said, the game that is behind that is then basically like Fortnite, right? Pretty right. Close to what they have been creating. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can share a little bit more when this is maybe coming or what you're planning, because when I see also Joseph, shout out to you, Joseph, mm-hmm. in the crowd. I'm talking a lot with him on the topic of NFTs, and the topic of Fortnite always comes mm-hmm. up, because in the end, Fortnite is one of the, if not the most successful game in the last years, and they have been mm-hmm. completely free. All right. And I think they have a great idea or example of how maybe NFTs can also long term be integrated into the gaming space. Don't know if you can share a bit more of your thought process and how the game will look like and when, sir?
Sure. So Q1, I think a little bit about the roadmap. Q1, we really focusing to develop the environment for people to try and experience it, really about experience it, and see what product are we bringing to the table for you guys, right? So Q1, we really focus on the entertainment district, the gallery, and the very secret project, which is the Infinity Square. Which I believe nobody even knew about it until we launched. From Q2 onward, we are focusing on the Battle Royale game. Why I didn't want... I mean, Danco, I believe that I show you the footage from the demo, right? It's actually running. You will be able to fly, to shoot, to jump from the battleship, to kill some of the bots that is already done. However, I didn't want to launch a beta out. The main reason, because for a game to be good, it takes time. And from Q2 and Q3, that is where we are trying to work on it. From the mechanism to be better, for the graphic to be more sustainable, more better, and also all of the asset that we have to convert from 2D to 3D. So end of Q2, that is my goal to launch out the beta. And Q3 would be the official version of the Battle Royale. I know people would ask me about the tokenomics of the game, which I also learned on the journey, that it's funny that we have so many products in terms of environment and utility installed, which it's good, but also it's bad. Why is bad? It's bad because if I talk to you guys, all of it, I don't think people can really absorb all of it at once. So that's why I learned that, okay, let's talk about the main environment that we have. First of all, the 3D gallery for the NFT holder to show their stuff there and invite their friends over, have a party, then night out. Very simple, easy to understand. People get it. Then Infinity Square, where you can show off your NFT. You can rent a billboard. You can do whatever you want. Fly a hoverboard over there. That's the two main things that we are focusing on right now. And in April, I'm going to try to bring it live, meaning that you will see other people within that environment and you will be able to chat with them over there. Really connect to each other, networking with each other, have fun with each other. Yeah.
Gotcha. Good point. So maybe we open it up also to some people that want to ask some questions. Just request it here. I can also bring it up. And in the meantime, we have here OXNull.UST. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks, Danko. So my question is, I have seen a lot of projects. They talk about a lot of things, but when mint or like raising the token, they fail to deliver the project on time. So would like to know what is the project status in terms of like how soon we would be able to enjoy this experience?
For the gallery as well as Astro Infinity Square, I would say April. And the thing is, you have seen, I also know that people are facing those problems of waiting for a product that either never come out or come out late. So with Astro Heroes coming back with us, right? I don't want to launch an NFT collection when I don't have products on my pocket. That is why you've seen that we launched demo for people to try. I'm not sure if you have the access or not, but people has been trying the 3D gallery and all the partners are having access to try the Astro Infinity Square. And all of them are working product. And Dan Kwok can actually vow for me on this because I believe you tried both. Did you?
Yeah. I tried it. Only the demo. Although I do not have access, but I don't know. Like, I'm the guy from the Twitter which raised questions, some questions to you, if you remember.
I'm sorry, man, because there are so many people asking.
Okay. Yeah. The questions,
it's about the asset, right?
Yeah, assets and the whitelist.
Yeah.
So basically,
I understand. Let me
developer.
Yeah. Let me answer you that question. So for the asset, right? All of the asset over Unity, you can actually use that. You can buy it as a license and design in the way that you want. And it's totally fine with everybody. Right, that's the first thing first. Second is about the beta whitelist. The beta whitelist right now, it really delivers the experience when people are going to use it for later. What they're going to use about it, they're going to connect their wallet. They're going to connect it within the Unity. Right now, the beta whitelist, right? What I do with it was really about trying to have people the experience. You're connecting in. If you don't have it on the whitelist, you wouldn't be able to have access to the demo.
Okay. So as I said earlier, follow-up questions on the same. So I have not seen a single project delivering this metaverse game on time, on the specified timeline. So that's why I asked this question. And the other question is, like, I have seen a lot of people facing problems with the integration of a blockchain and the Unity. Mm-hmm. So how you guys are tackling this? Is it like you guys made a success on it or still like facing problems?
No, we don't face any problem at the moment. I mean, a little bit about the background, because I started off not as a game studio. We started off as a IT outsourcing that specializes in blockchain. and we have Unity Dev in-house. So I didn't want to launch the beta with the access where you can actually see other people, but that's already happening. That's already working. Right now, the maximum for a stable connection would be 50 people in one environment. Yeah. I tested out about 2-3 days ago and even today. And what I'm trying to do now is trying to max out the number to make sure that people, when they connect it in, it would be stable. They don't have to worry about render that much. And if you try the environment that we have, I believe that you see that it's not lagging at all, right?
Yeah, yeah. That environment is running locally, right?
Not, mm-hmm.
not connected with other place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'm done with my questions. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for raising the question, because I think that that is great for everybody to understand about what we're trying to achieve over here. Thanks, man.
Cool. So I said, if somebody else would like to come up here and ask some questions, feel free to do so. In the beginning of the AMA, I also pinned up there the tweet where you can see basically the use case running around also actively. As said, I was back then also surprised when it was a true product already. So it's not a demo, so I could have experienced it myself. Anything that we have forgotten to tackle about the topic of Astro Heroes before we're waiting here for more people to join if there are questions?
I think I want to ask the question now. For you, because honestly, man, for me, it's about I want to listen to all the feedback to improve our product. So with that, when you try the Astro Heroes in the Astro Infinity Square, did you feel a lot of lagging, or did you feel lagging at all, or things went smoothly?
I think for me it ran well. Of course, I think being myself a gamer for a long time, and I always choose to play on PlayStation because I never want to set up my laptop. The problem is, right, every laptop, I mean, it's a problem of the infrastructure that you have at hand, right? The hardware, mm-hmm. not the infrastructure, the hardware. Mm-hmm. So if you have a shitty laptop and a shitty internet connection, you can have the best game. Yeah, it doesn't work out. So for me, it was working. I told you earlier, my laptop is running on high speed and I hear him directly when he goes there, which I think is totally fine. That's part of the journey. But it was running good. And I heard the music loud and clear.
Cool. Yeah, That's good.
That was working all pretty smoothly. So, no, looking forward to that. As you said earlier, the key point is not that probably the experience is for one table. Mm-hmm. It will be important the moment you have 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people. But scaling probably is a topic of also testing. Without seeing that one in motion and having hundreds of people joining, it's difficult, right, to figure out how it's working.
So actually, that is the one that I had foreseen. And that is why when I launched the beta out, right, I'm confident to launch the beta because it's been working behind the scenes with 50 people. I'm trying to push for more. However, let's see how it's going to go for the next couple of the weeks. But I think it's going to be a good launch for us because we have things installed running. That's all I can say.
I mean, I think you're showing already up front, even before the mint, that you have something developed. And as you said, there is also the goal of the game on the other side, but then also probably real items in the real world, which you also told me from the beginning that was an idea. And I'm curious to see where all of this is going. Super cool. So right now I don't see more people with questions coming up here. So Seth, still, if somebody wants to ask something regarding maybe the mint or the future project, feel free to just request the mic. If not, as Seth, take it away from here to give more alpha information to the people here.
I think we
have there. Yeah, let me add him up here. Mr. Roof.
Yeah, and then Kwan, dude. You are the man. Congratulations on your validator. Dude, I was there. I didn't have like a lot like the Wales one to put it in for you, but I put it just a little bit.
All good, sir. Thank you, man. Every Luna is a ton of help. So also people that are listening and put in the beginning or now something in there, big thank you. As that this is giving me a ton of opportunity to have everything for free, right? And now with the current price of Luna, we are in the set, it's okay, right? I mean, everybody can exactly calculate how much we make out of that with our commission and the amount of Luna we have delegated right now. So thank you. Really, every Luna helps. So it's something where you can, at least pay the rent off. And that's what I just plan with this, right? Being able to sustain the business here and keep on with all the content and to hopefully onboard more. So thank you, man, for the shout out and support.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. As I say, Terra is a great environment. And the reason that I chose to do Astro Heroes on Terra, because of the people, really because of the people, because of what you guys are building. You went like way beyond me and educate the market, educate the user, really trying to show them what is good about Terra and what is Terra really. And for us as a project leader, we really appreciate what you have done. And that is why I stick with my word that the people who want to make content to really educate other people about Terra, then feel free to reach out to me and we're going to work together and we're going to make that building happen. We're going to make a place where people come and learn about Terra, not only learn about us, not only learn about NFT, but about Terra also. So, man, shout out to you. Your effort is a lot more than me.
Nah, well, I have nothing built, which is a lot of work. It's all together, as you said. Cool. Roof, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, just a quick question. You mentioned a staking mechanism for the NFTs. would you be able to elaborate on that just a little bit?
So I had this question an hour and a half ago about NFT staking. I will answer that question within the next probably 1 or 2 weeks. The main reason why, because again, I have just so many things to tell people what is it about. And okay. I really want them to focus on NFT staking, let's say a week before we launch. So they really understand what is NFT staking for Astro Heroes. What is the multiplier? What is the multiplier with different trade, right? So let me save that question for early of April when we, at least like 1 week before we launch the product. And then you will see. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hope to see you today or tomorrow to meet.
Nice one. We have Better Call Chino or Chino. I see also Chino in the crowd. Chino, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, hope you're doing well.
Have a call. Go ahead.
Hope you're doing well. Waiting for the mint tomorrow. I just want to make the point that would be great to make like a neutral character for West. Let's say I want to organize a concert or an art exhibition that the people that is not holding necessarily an NFT can enter and experiment the event as in the central. I think that would be great.
Great. I think that is a great idea. And again, as I said, we stick with our word that this is a community product, right? So what I mean by community is really bringing the community together first and having people access. At the very beginning, it will be Astro Heroes holder, but later on, maybe people can access with like a bird eye view. So I think that would actually solve what you said. And if you want us to create like something special for it, create a ticket for me over Discord, then we see what we can do. All right, Chino, man, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you? How is everyone?
Good. Hey. Danko has been missing you, bro.
I've been here listening in, just listening to all the alpha and stuff. Happy to hear that the networking has been already working with 50 people. That's amazing, man. Congrats.
Yeah. So a story about you guys. Now, Chino Man is running his own company and he has a lot of resources. And one of my guy, he had COVID, so he was off for like a week. I thought that, okay, with that speed, because I want to make things moving fast. So I reached out to Chino, say, Chino, I need a man. I really need a man with networking right now because my man is down for a week. But guess what? That guy was working even during the time that he had COVID. I said that, dude, you rest. But no, he didn't. He did it. So thanks, man. Thanks for helping me and reaching out to the game studio. And I will be sending a thank you for that. Yeah?
Absolutely, man. You know, I'll help. Of course, as much as possible.
Yeah, and for all of you who doesn't know Chino Man, who's Chino Man? He's the master of Discord. he writing all the, some of the board that you have been using over Discord. So shout out to this guy, really committed with his job and really bringing Discord to be a better place.
Thanks a lot for the shout out. That means a lot.
Discord a better place. I love this. You should put this on the top of your company, sir, as your slogan. Making Discord a better place. I think that's cool.
That's a cool slogan. Thanks for the idea.
I mean, over here, we just, you know, shout out all the ideas or what I think it's good. And I think you've done a great job. So there's a right for you to be recognized.
Appreciate it.
Very good. Yes. Yeah, I agree on that one. We need to talk, Mr. Gino Man, in the next week, or I'll try to give you a call just to say hi. It has been a while for now.
Awesome.
Very good. So it has been now more or less 45 minutes. Right now, I don't see any more speakers. Anything from the AstroHero side we should add here that we have not talked about yet before we bring it to a wrap?
I think I just go over one last time what you will be expecting from AstroHero when you mint this collection tomorrow or today. First utility is you having that 2D NFT will be converting into 3D character to use within the metaverse. And the metaverse, you have access to the gallery, you have access to the Astro Infinity Square. And with that, you will be able to do NFT staking within near future. You also have that character to use in the Battle Royales game. And you also have the right to purchase a physical figure or an action figure of that NFT. So, yeah, that's all the utility that I can bring to the table for my community now.
Very cool. Love it. And they said it's on Luard. I don't know if we said it enough because I myself, I was right now browsing on One Planet and I was, where the heck is this? No, it's not One Planet. Right now, too many marketplaces out there. So Luard, so that nobody gets confused. So yeah. You're 100% sure to get your stuff, which is great because I think the team of Luard is doing a ton of work also lately to make it a good experience. Very good. Looking forward to that one. I hope that I can get my hands on some of the NFTs and I'm testing out. I hope that you soon have a legal person to be sure to survive the Alicia Keys song. About that one. And if not, just put it on 2x the speed. Maybe that works as well. But yeah, it is what it is.
That's a great trick.
Yeah, we all need to survive somehow. We know the tricks to make this one happen. Very cool. Yeah, then I wish you all the best with the mint, right? I'll try to get my hands on some. And it was good to talk to you and wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you so a lot, Denkwa. I mean, it is great to have you here. It's been a long time we didn't catch up. And I seen the amazing work that you are doing. So keep doing it, man. Keep delivering value of education to us.
Yeah, I'm going back now to recording mode, literally. That's why before I go to bed, I quickly need to now record the TorChain video. Took me longer than expected to prepare.
Sure.
All good.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, then, Carl. So,
bye.
Bye, man. So I stick with you guys for a little bit more. If there's any question or any concern or anything else. Also, Ian didn't have a chance to speak. So Ian, can you go on stage, unmute? I want to shout out to everybody that Ian is a great writer. He's been helping us with Medium piece as well as the Twitter thread and also community. So bro, shout out to you, man. You've been really helpful and I don't know how to thank you guys enough.
Hey, I'm just happy to help. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so any other question? Going once, going twice. All right. I think that's it for today. Again, 27th of March, Luard, $150. Wireless at 12 p.m. Public will be 2 p.m. Let's go, guys. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kenny. See you later.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Astro Heroes AMA, hosted by Donku and friends, recorded on Saturday, March 26, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. I'm running out the gate, rapping, step up to the plate. Represent the base when I'm rapping out my fate. Used to play ball, now I'm sitting on the bench like a mitt. Like to play dumb, so you can't tell me shit. Never gonna get me like a raise in your 50s. And if we go drifting, you better whip it swiftly. I'm on empty, feeling peppy enough to do a fucking barrel roll. Running out of air like this planet isn't terraformed. Looking terrible, like you need a breath. Getting cancer from these wearables, feeling kinda blessed. Tracking everywhere we go, error bars low. Here we are, so I guess we've put the terror in the art show. I'm not a leader, but I'll lead if you mislead her. All the creature comfort certified up in this teacher. Feeling like a tenure isn't even needed. Taking all that hunger, trying to feed it. Learning how to love life before we get defeated. Yeah. Rhythm. Velocity divided by the past. Can't fight the facts, rhyming fast. Lighting around, in fact, a little backhand. Should straighten up these little rats. You better pay attention to the dude that's spitting facts. Everybody likes to rap about how they got no attachment. Straight abandoned in the back of some shitty shack. Learn how to eat from watching dogs fight over trash. If you think I'm crass, brash, being a little ass. I'm feeling a little bashful about bringing the illest back. It's like the virus brought the violence from the lowest to the highest. And we all got super quiet like the Mayans. And I don't even know where the fuck we go from here. A bunch of long hairs, growing beards, not showing fear. One step forward, taking two steps back. And pray to your mother we don't hit a crack.
Terra Spaces.